Climate change challenging subsistence hunters. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. Climate change has made life harder in many ways for indigenous peoples of the circumpolar north who depend on fish and wildlife to feed their families, and a new study examines what's become the biggest difficulty for Alaska's subsistence hunters, and that is just getting out into the field to get to the food.
The greatest impact has been on people's ability to traverse the land and get out to the areas that they hunt and fish. Most of the effects have been negative and seem to be challenging people's ability to harvest those resources that they rely on.
Todd Brinkman is a research assistant professor with the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Institute of Arctic Biology, and he's the lead author of the study published in October in the science journal Climatic Change.
The way the landscape is changing is just harder to traverse those environments. There's safety issues. There's weather events that are occurring. Seems to be a more unpredictable, unstable environment.
The study's based on accounts subsistence hunters gave to Brinkman and fellow researchers over the past 5 years. The hunters recount such difficulties as traversing tundra that's thawing and squishy due to persistently above normal temperatures well into the fall hunting season or well before breakup. That's what Mark Leary, who lives in the upper Kuskokwim village of Napamyut, says he ran into last spring.
The best hunting, in my experience, for birds has always been when they first come, and you can still go by snow machine, you know. But it's been so thawed out all over that the birds are more spread out and we can't go by snow machine.
Brinkman and fellow researchers recorded the hunters' accounts in meetings and interviews in 4 Alaskan communities, 2 on the coast and 2 along rivers in the interior. Brinkman says the study is the first to examine access problems encountered by subsistence hunters in the interior. He says he's now working on a follow-on study that'll be based on accounts by hunters in 9 communities along the Yukon River. We'll talk more about the studies next week. With help from KYUK Radio's Charles Enoch, I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.